I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey fam, this is Tilly. I like beans. I do like a woody. Bye-bye.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. It's me, Levins.
It's me, Angus.
Back again.
New house, I'm getting used to the acoustics.
New house, who dis?
West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, so I moved house. I've been moving house this last week and a bit. It's
2 eps ago was the last session in your old house.
The grand farewell.
Eps, my whatever.
Apartment. We've actually been cleaning that apartment. Like...
Yeah, we were taking down paintings last time I was there.
Deep cleaned an apartment. It sucks.
Yes.
It sucks hard.
Yeah, and it did suck because it was a rental, so they did the inspection and they refused to give us back our bomb because they found a drawer in a walk-in wardrobe which had like a drawer. They're like, oh, there's a hair in there in one of the drawers. And so we're not going to give you back your money.
One hair.
Yeah. So I had to go to the tribunal and like I got the money back. They were just like, oh, yeah, these people are psychotic. The tribunal's hilarious. They're like, oh, yeah, they do it all the time, this company. They're just like, no, we had an inspection and there was a black hair and...
Or was it a pube?
No, it was my ex-girlfriend's hair color was black. And
right.
It was like the spare room, like wardrobe. And they're like, yeah, we're not giving you back the money because we'll have to get other cleaners in now because we don't believe you cleaned it. I'm like, there wasn't a hair there. Like, we didn't even use that drawer. And then they were like, no, you have to do it.
That's
and
you like, we took that's them where to, I like, my hairs.
Tribunal and then, like, had to go on
my
the phone.
Hair collection.
And, like, yeah, I steal all my neighbor's pubes and hide them in my drawer. But then, I was on the phone. I had to go into a conference, like one of those court conferences, and they didn't show up. And they're like, oh, they do this all the time. It's like a scare tactic because I don't think anyone will go through with lodging a complaint and then going to a tribunal. So,
did you
got everything back. No,
oh, wow, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a waste of my time. They're like, oh, this is what real estate agents do. So, like bad ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll claim
not Wayne Gay.
Not Wayne Gay. He only does nice things. But they were like, yeah, you get all the money back. They never show up. They just do it to young people to like scare them.
That sucks.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Fuck the 1%, bro. That's if there's one thing I learned from Joker.
Good. The 1% of real estate agents are good.
Oh, 99%.
There's one Wayne Gay, 99 Wayne
Straits.
Lames. Yeah. Went straight.
I've been moving house. My wife told you a pretty good story about we had this couch in our
in our
last apartment. We were on like the third floor of an apartment of an apartment block, and when we moved in, we were given the couches that the tenants before it had.
It was a plant, though, wasn't it? It was a booby trap.
So we learned as we were planning to move out that the couches that we'd so graciously accepted and the fridge. Because both of them came from the previous
tenant. Not a peace pipe. It was but a ruse, wasn't it?
So in order to get the fridge into that house, they had to take the doors off the fridge and the door off the door to get it through the front door.
So stupid.
And then to get the couch, the couch wouldn't fit through the door because it was so big.
Mm.
So they had to use a series of ropes to pull it up over the balcony.
A pulley system, if you will.
To get it up into the apartment. So we learned that, you know, like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And we're just stressing the whole time. Like I was planning to take a saw or an axe to the couch and just like kind of take it down in pieces.
I was considering doing that with our entertainment unit recently that we got rid of because the council's like, we pick up anything if it's under this. And then They were like, it's got to be a cubic meter. And I was like, you know that this is like smaller than a cubic meter. It just happens to be a bit longer. And they're like, sorry, it's got to fit into a cubic meter imaginary thing. And
it doesn't because I've been using that service a lot lately. Yeah. They just show up in the morning and just throw everything into a grinder. They don't care. They don't measure it.
No. And I'm like, so what? What do I have to do? And they're like, well, you can drive to this neighborhood and leave it at a friend's house that maybe lives there. I'm like, no, that's like elite. Like, I'm trying to get rid of this. Also, I don't have a car, hence me calling up for this, getting rid of it. And they're like, oh, you could rent a van and drive it to the tip. I was like, no, I'm trying to get you to get rid of this service. And then they're like, oh, you could saw it in half and it might fit the cubic meter. I'm like, but it's still the same amount of stuff. It's not like getting smaller. They're just insane.
But so you ended up putting that on Gumtree.
Yeah, and some idiots came and picked it up.
Did you get money for it? You just got a
$40.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've just been like doing the free pickup thing.
We put it on as free and then people offered $40.
Right. Yeah. Amazing. Someone just shouts to Phil. He's picking up some outdoor shelves for me tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Dr. Phil.
So we have this thing called Gumtree in Australia. Which is Craigslist. Like, it's like free. Yeah. It's like Craigslist, but you can't date people on it.
You can do orgies. Yeah, you can find that on any website.
Cool.
It's
any website. That's like Angus Truscott guarantee.
Seriously, you can find an orgy on every. Yeah. Yeah, Craigslist never took off here.
Yeah, it was just this like weird story, this fairy tale from across the sea.
Yeah, they're like, I found my apartment in New York on Craigslist. That was like...
That's how I always found a sublet, which is also a word that doesn't get used over here.
No one uses it here.
Yeah.
It's so funny. People are like, I'm going away for 2 weeks. Who wants to completely move in and then move out? And you're like, no, just pay rent for 2 weeks. It's so much easier.
So I put the couch and the fridge up on. I was like, I'm just going to fucking give this a go.
On Craigslist.
On Craigtree. And Gumlist.
Gummy list.
I put them up for free. And sure enough, someone was like, yeah, I'll come get it. I wrote like, you know, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to try and lower it down off the balcony with ropes. And so some like... This dude had been around.
What are you talking about? Craigslist?
This guy may have been Craig.
Yeah.
He showed up with his two nephews. Yeah. Oh, no, his son and his nephew. And
cousins.
Sure.
No, but that's what... They are cousins.
Oh, right, sure.
Like, his nephew and his son would be cousins.
Right, so he showed up... But he's like, to him, they are his son and
his
nephew.
The son showed up with his cousin and his dad.
Okay, sure.
And also, the other boy showed up with his uncle and his cousin.
Thank you for clarifying. But they picked up the couch
How big were the boys?
They would have been like teens.
Oh no, I didn't ask how old they were. I said how big were the boys?
I reckon like 175 centimeters, 172 centimeters.
Yeah.
Not too big. No. But yeah, were they
wearing like Fortnite hats and stuff?
Like pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool.
I didn't see them flossing at any point, but you know as soon as your back was turned, that's what they were doing. But anyway, sure enough,
they talk about season 10 of Fortnite or whatever.
What's the deal with this?
I don't know.
For all of Fortnite went into a black hole. Is that what happened?
I have no idea. I saw these like Twitter trending.
Todd Phillips directed like, season 10 of Fortnite.
They're just like, they finally did it. I was like, what? It's the same game. They just add dumber dancers and stupider and more Keanu Reeves movie characters each season.
You can play as like Keanu Reeves character from Parenthood now.
Sick. The one where he gets tortured by those two girls.
Is that what happens? No, doesn't he like... That's when he like gets photos developed of...
No, I mean, there's that new movie. I think it was Eli Roth one where those two girls come over. And they bury him in the phones next to his head. You know that famous
image? No, I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that image?
No,
it's a good image. I think they
come
over...
Is the movie as good as the image?
It's supposed to be insane. These two girls... I think it's a remake. They break into his house while his wife's away. And they basically... They drug him and rape him and film it. And then send it to his wife. And like torture him for the week. And they're like, we're going to send this video of you. And he's like, I don't remember doing that. And they're like, oh yeah, we drugged you and raped you. It's like a horror movie.
Right.
But it's about two young, sexy ladies being bad to Keanu.
And you can play as that character in Fortnite.
Well, I mean, it's the logical step after John Wick. Which I think they called it John Wick. It was like Killing Man or something. Killing Man in Suit. It was like a Thai subtitle of a bootleg DVD.
Yeah.
But they added like Thanos, Purple Glove Man, and just they added who else recently? Oh, Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Man Bat. Yeah. Man Cape Bat. Just so cool.
Caped Man.
Very cool. Caped Man who enjoy Bat.
So this guy shows up. He ties a rope around my couch. He gets one of his either one of the cousins, let's call them cousins, to weigh up the top and then sends the other guy down the bottom to like catch it in case like...
This heavy ass couch.
It's annoying. Like it would have been like at least 50 kilo couch. Yeah. And he lowers it
down. That's killing it with a false
leg. Exactly. So he definitely sent his nephew, not his son, to catch it.
Yeah. Maybe he hated his son and wanted the nephew around.
It's a possibility.
Heir to the throne.
He like sends it down. And like it manages to not kill anyone. It manages to not tear off the balcony. I couldn't believe it. The removalist that were like,
what time of day did he come? Because there was neighbors coming past.
It was 11 a.m. Like thank God no one else was home to see like a couch like slowly, although pretty quickly, quickly bungee jumping outside their window. Then I'm like, hey, do you want the fridge too? And he was like, oh yeah. And
how good's just like. As someone who has a fridge, but would just not turn down a free one.
Yeah, totally.
Like you go, what
how many fridges
with it?
Do you reckon this guy has?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Three. Yeah.
Bar like, fridge.
Not a crazy amount, but
I remember just being blown away the first time I went to a shed at a house, and there was a fridge out back. And you're just like, that's unbelievable.
I used to have...
I bet you had one in your bedroom.
Yeah, I never one in my bedroom, no.
That's obnoxious when you see ridiculous. A teenager with like a bar fridge.
No, I went like share house went because B brought her... I think at one point I had four fridges at one place.
But you never had a private one in the bedroom?
No, never.
There's just a slight...
I never lived that much luxury.
It's very obnoxious, isn't it?
It doesn't serve much purpose. What do you want? Like a fucking Red Bull in the morning.
It's just disgusting.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Reach out of bed.
You get a fridge in your room, you're sleeping on a mattress on the ground.
That's right.
That's just the trade-off.
Using the fridge as a pillow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Joker style.
So he cracks the doors off the fridge and then forces his son and nephew to wheel it down.
That's so good.
The stairs. Like
how good
four
is being
flights
old and just destroying so your offspring's like back?
The same thing probably happened to him. There was a big couch and a slightly smaller couch.
Yeah.
We're getting a new couch. It's arriving at the end of November, but you have to order it. It takes forever.
That's crazy.
And so we were like, we'll take the smaller couch. We'll use that in the interim. We moved house and then I realized, hold on a minute. We're missing one of the couch cushions. And then so I called him up. I should call him now because when you call him, remember there was that feature when you call someone and it would play a song as the dial tone. His is like a weird cover of Sunflower by Sway Lee and Post Malone from the Spider-Verse.
Did he get a call in your house?
No, as in like when you call him, it plays a song.
Oh, I've never heard of that feature. I don't call anybody.
Yeah, right.
Is that what Assassin's it does?
Type. Yeah, it's set up plays a song.
That's so weird.
Like, yeah, left
instead of hearing
in the dust.
Ring, ring,
yeah, yeah,
ring,
yeah.
I don't like that.
It's really weird. It's really obnoxious.
Is it voicemail maybe?
No, then it goes to voicemail and then his voicemail is like, ah, I'm not here. And then it's boop. I know because he has refused to give me my fucking couch cushion back.
Unbelievable.
So
behavior.
Now we have this house with a
tiny
unfinished
couch.
Yeah, this little couch that's unfinished.
A tinier couch, which is tinier than it was.
So I just have to deal with that for like 7 weeks.
So what do? You have shifts? You're like, I'm sitting on it now.
No, I'm just kind of suck it up.
What so do you do? You lay on the ground?
I've got to pull the fridge out and use the fridge as a pillow.
The mini bar fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
The house is lovely.
Thanks so much, dude.
It's well, thank you. Like, you live here and invited me. I did nothing. It's great.
So tonight on Hey Fam, we're going to be talking about the Breaking Bad TV movie El Camino.
The Mad Men, find out what John Draper did after
John Draper.
Nailing that final coke, that big coke ad he got at the end of season 7 of Mad Men. What's Sally doing? What's going on, Sally?
I've never watched Mad Men.
You ever watched it?
No.
Oh, it's the best show.
That's your favorite of all?
Yeah, hands down.
You're a big ham man.
How could you not be? Ham. He's beautiful. Yeah, he's incredible. He's amazing. That
so you rate that higher than like The Wire?
Yeah, I think so.
Sopranos.
The Wire is pretty like The Wire is great, but it's also like very not hammy. It's just like
John Hammy.
If it's not hammy enough, you know what I mean? There's not enough John Hamm. It's great, but I think Mad Men is just a better overall package. The Wire is very. It's like it's poetic. It's very characters are. There to serve a point.
Sure.
They're like plot devices. It's fantastic though. Sopranos is slowly, it's meeting Mad Men in the middle.
How far into it are you now?
Like almost finished season 3.
Nice.
I think there's 6 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good shit. Joey, what's his damn name?
Tribbiani.
No. Joe, fuck, how have I forgotten his name? Who plays Cypher in The Matrix? You know him?
Like the guy that betrays them?
Yeah. Joe Pantolino.
Right.
He's just joined season 3.
Oh.
Yeah, he's wild.
Like straight from the Matrix.
He takes the pill steak. And he comes out. He's like, I'm eating steak. I've got this cool goatee. Yeah, no, he's in it. He's great. Yeah.
So they haven't made a Sopranos movie yet.
Well, they're doing it. Yeah. They're doing it right now.
Really? I didn't know that. That's great.
Saints of Newark.
They did a Deadwood movie, didn't they? After.
Yeah, this is a prequel. Many Saints of Newark.
Interesting.
And what's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Thingy's son is in it.
Gandolfini.
Gandolfini's son's playing young Soprano.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And he looks like crazy spitting image, obviously. But yeah, check out that shit. Awesome. So it's in the 70s.
When's that coming out? Is it going to be
they're shooting it now. I think it's going to be a cinema release.
Like the Sex and the City movies.
Like they go to Abu Dhabi in this. They try to score. They go, look, we're here in New Jersey, but I hear
isn't
this.
Isn't the first Sex and the City movie okay to good? Like people generally
liked
it.
I think
it,
if you liked the show, you liked the movie. And then the second one was just like, unrecognizable. Because I think it was like, you know, having not seen it, but it has a very important place in popular culture. You know, it pushed TV. Said things. It said like the C word and stuff. Like, it was very brave. But I think it was just like a betrayal of the characters. It was just like they went shopping in Abu Dhabi, essentially.
Yeah, right. Big advertisement.
Yeah, it was just kind of gross, apparently, like the way they treat. Like,
no one even climbed the highest building in Abu Dhabi.
No one drove through 3 buildings like they did in Fast and Furious 7. Like, no one did respectful things like that. You haven't seen that movie, have you, Fast 7?
I haven't seen any of the Fast movies yet.
Man, you should watch them all before the final one comes out.
When's that?
I think they're ending at 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a long time.
Well, 9's coming out soon. They're shooting 9 now. Yeah, you've got a few years.
Okay.
But you should do it all within,
when
like...
When we get the new TV.
Do it in 2 days.
The new soundbar.
Yeah, they're the movies you tested on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about El Camino.
El Camino.
El Camino. And then I also want to talk about another TV show called Primal, which is the latest animated series by Jendy Tartakovsky, who has given us Dexter's Jendy. Laboratory.
Clone Wars. I don't know, whatever.
What else did he do? He did Samurai Jack.
Popeye.
The Hotel Transylvania
And the
series,
Hotel Transylvania. Well, I was going to say, actually, and Best to Last.
We were fine for a while.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, and they're mega hits.
Adam Sando.
Yeah.
All they're all there.
Adam Sandwich.
Hotel Transylvania, El Camino.
But I may as well talk about this now. Primal is it's a new Adult Swim show. And they put out 5 episodes. It is a dialogue-less.
Looks so good.
5 episode, 22 minutes each episode. They aired it one night after the other. I bought a season pass.
Just like the
American
news.
iTunes. That's right.
They show the news each night.
Just like the news. That has no dialogue.
No dialogue. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, so it's about a caveman who loses his family. They're eaten by dinosaurs.
Let's circle back to cavemen after this. Because I just remembered something this week. And I was like, I can't believe this was a thing.
The Flintstones.
Well, Captain Caveman.
Oh, I love Captain Caveman.
But then I was like, he was a show they watched in the Flintstones, I think.
Yeah.
But then he had his own show set in the 60s solving crimes.
Hanna-Barbera had so much money.
Their continuity was insane.
Spent very little money. So they reused ideas.
So did
constantly.
They watch Captain Caveman on the Flintstones? He was a character, wasn't he?
Well, I'm pretty sure Fred Flintstone and Captain Caveman
became friends.
Yeah, like in like other weird Hanna-Barbera spin-off shows.
Well, he was on TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was under the assumption he was a cartoon.
I mean, like the Flintstones ended up becoming like famous in their own, in the same way that the Simpsons become famous in their own world too. Like, you know, they just kind of.
But then also Captain Caveman was solving crimes with like 3 teenage girls in the 70s. Remember that? He had a spin-off series, Captain Caveman and the Somethings. Because when we were talking about Wonderland, I ended up doing this deep dive on it. Because we were like, that night I went home.
I'm obsessed with Hanna-Barbera. Like, you know,
they've got the sloppiest continuity.
It's wild.
What's going on with it? Who owns it?
Is it Ted Turner? Is that these guys?
Captain Caveman and son? Didn't he have a smart? Oh, yeah. He had that cute son.
That's right. Oh, man. It's so weird. I've watched all of these. I guess because like...
They were on Agro's Cartoon Connection.
And I remember that was like, when everyone got Optus Vision. The first cable was like Oster.
Right. I remember that.
Optus Vision. Oh, wow. The Flintstone Kids Just Say No special. Is this coming to Disney Plus?
We're going to have to circle around to that one. Oh, remember the Flintstone Kids? I used to have toys of them.
Yeah.
It was the only time they had a black friend and then he got extinct. But it's weird. It's Barney, Betty, even Dino, which makes no sense because he would be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Fred, Wilma, and then a black guy, baby. And then like just on the Flintstones, his own black person. It's so weird. Right? What's not,
what happened to him?
Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
So it's like a Charlie's Angels
kind yeah. of
mystery
it
show.
It was made in the 70s and it's like contemporary.
That's so weird.
And he just saw, and he made like funny, like ooga booga sound. You know, he used to say stuff like that. Yeah, and just yeah. like, he was and basically hit Thor. He used to fly with his club.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he it was like a contemporary setting. And he just went around with Brenda, Dee Dee, and Taffy. And they discovered, oh, he thought, there you go, he got frozen at the end of the Flintstones and they found him in the 70s.
So yeah, it borrows heavily from Scooby-Doo and Josie and the Pussycats.
Which was two of their other shows. They just carbon copied their shows, yeah, didn't yeah. they? They were like, yeah, it's so funny. They were like the original Seth MacFarlane.
Man, Hanna-Barbera is crazy. What's so going on with it? Weird spin-off things.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess I know so many of them too because of... like all of the Adult Swim stuff, like
so
Harvey
the
Birdman
rights revert to
Space
someone.
Ghost,
like what happened?
Have you watched Love, Harvey Birdman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I watched it like, years ago.
It's
in the Brack
so
show.
Much fun.
Yeah, like, it's incredible.
Especially Harvey Birdman, just because they just pilfer from the Hanna-Barbera back catalog.
Yeah, it was incredible.
But they did like they did the Super Friends cartoon. Too,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. And which had like the Native American and Superman
yeah,
and
yeah.
Aquaman and Batman. It was
and
Justice
Black
League.
Lightning.
Yeah, it was Justice League before they could say Justice League or something, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, but they don't exist now. Like, they do those dumb, like, Scooby-Doo meets Stone Cold, like, John Cena.
But there's still Scooby-Doo cartoons.
But they make, like, movies.
No, and there's a new Scooby-Doo series as
well. I doubt it's Hanna-Barbera. I reckon, like, it feels like the rights have reverted.
I think Hanna-Barbera is still...
There's no Flintstones, no Jetsons. Yeah. Remember, like, Seth MacFarlane was going to reboot?
DC owns the comic book rights to all the Hanna-Barbera
That's
things.
Right.
And they've done, like, two great comics.
That crazy Flintstones
run. The Mike Russell
one.
Flintstones run is amazing. And then, like...
Is the Black Friend in it?
No.
Seriously, missed up.
Almost every other Hanna-Barbera series I have not liked at all.
How good was that trend of the 80s of just, like, take popular franchise and... just make out they were friends as they were kids and like the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they've
so funny.
All their lives.
So lazy. Yeah, yeah. It's
yeah,
great.
Totally. Was Muppet Babies the first one to do it or was Flintstones?
I think so.
Kids
I think Muppet yeah. Babies. Yeah. Great song, Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies. That's all I know about it. Is Muppet Babies on Disney Plus?
I assume so.
So today.
Nanny, remember? Oh, no, there's a new Muppet Babies.
What?
And they've added a random Muppet now. There's a CG
black,
Muppet Baby. It's the Black
young,
Flintstones
young black.
Guy. They thought him out like Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
We're going to go through in PayFam this week. Disney put out this amazing Twitter thread where they tweeted in chronological order. So by year,
yeah.
every single thing that's going to be on their streaming service. There's 600 tweets in the Look, thread.
This fucking dumb penguin thing.
Whoa, it's a CGI Muppet Babies.
Yeah. Except they're real Except there.
Who the fuck is a human?
So there's a reboot. Fuck, should we hear the song? I bet it's nowhere near as good as
the
original.
It's going to be like a trap version.
I think it's Bruno Mars.
I love the Muppet Babies theme song.
No, you don't. You're a grown woman.
The Muppet Babies theme song is iconic. I just remember writing
Oh, Jenny Slate's
Slate
nanny.
Oh, crazy.
Play this song.
Play the fucking song.
I just love that. It really translates to the listener.
Oh, here's the theme song. That's a making of.
It's pretty much the same song.
The original's cool though, right? I don't want to sound like that guy.
You've got to get it on vinyl CG? Though. You've got to get it on vinyl. If you want to hear the pure Muppet Babies theme.
It looks ugly. I hate that penguin.
If they replaced Gonzo with a penguin?
No, I think Gonzo's in
Gonzo's
it.
Gonzo's in it.
Yeah, Gonzo's there.
Why would you have Gonzo and a penguin?
To confuse
Well, there used to be penguins in the Muppets, but they just kind of like dance
Whose friends
around.
Were they? Were they...
Gonzo, I guess.
Gonzo hung out. Gonzo no, he hung out the rats.
And the chickens.
Gonzo the chickens,
chickens,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you're caveman. Primal.
Primal.
Which
Jenny
is
Tartakovsky's.
A reboot of Captain
That's
Caveman.
Right, he's in it. No, there's no words in Primal. Primal is... it is bleak, dude. Like, I mean, it's a given that being a caveman would have sucked butt.
Yeah.
But this is just like... It is so brutal and... So
Crazy.
Cold.
How long's an app?
22 episodes.
Oh,
22
so
minutes.
20 minutes, wow.
So five 22-minute episode long episodes.
Just like the news.
And
it's basically the news.
It's really like there's an amazing interview. I think it was on Polygon with Jendy Tartakovsky in the lead up to this, where he was just kind of saying that like no one can do animation like me because no one's as good as me. I'm still chasing like Miyazaki level.
Wow.
And like I want to be that good.
That's some Kanye level. Yeah, but shit. I love it.
It's amazing. He's so sure of himself.
He's great.
And they ask him like,
what happened to Popeye?
they ask him like, hey, what cartoons do you watch for your own enjoyment now? And he just goes next question.
Wow. So he doesn't
he's
watch
like, anything. He's like, I'm so picky with my things and I don't want people to know.
I love it.
How, like, yeah, it's a beautiful really article.
Yeah,
like,
I'll watch it. Yeah. Is it in a video or no?
No, it's just a written, it was a panel that he did. Mm. So he stood in front of a panel of hundreds of people.
That's awesome. Next question.
Yeah.
That's some Kojima level.
He definitely is in that realm for sure. Like he's an incredible animator.
I think we call them masters.
Absolutely. Kings, yeah. I would say.
I just noticed that came up next. So it looks like there's a sequel to Fortnite.
Fortnite 2.
The Battle Bus is back, baby.
So 42 minutes ago, IGN just posted as we were. Fortnite Chapter 2.
Look at that ugly ass shit.
So it's in space now? I don't want to know. What is that? No one tell
is
us.
Is that Destiny?
Is it Caveman?
No, it's just the same game.
So it's about... Primal is about Spear and Fang. Spear is a caveman.
Yeah.
And
how do you know that if there's no dialogue?
The first episode is called Spear and Fang. Oh. And so the caveman is carrying a spear, and the dinosaur that he befriends has fangs.
I think I saw him riding it.
Oh my god! The moment where he gets on that dinosaur's back in the first episode is so epic. But it's like it's such a bummer of a show.
Damn.
Yeah, there's moments of like beauty for sure, but it, for the most part, is just grim, sad, violent, incredible action. Like, but it really, really takes its time.
Cool.
Like this is the kind of thing that only
sounds like
he
a
could
no-brainer.
Do. And it's also the kind of show that only Adult Swim or I can totally see like it's totally an anime pace. You know, like animes that take their sweet time.
They have quiet moments.
Because they want to space out because they're like, oh shit, we're catching up to the manga. We better like make these episodes take as long as possible.
Yeah. This episode is a character walking to the front door to answer the knocking. But we'll do that over 22
minutes. But it's like that. But every episode is also like a contained story.
Cool.
And it's like kind of like a bunch of like crazy action set pieces of this caveman and a dinosaur like going up against like woolly mammoths, like vampire bats, like a giant spider, like all this.
Oh, I saw the mammoth one on the trailer. Yeah,
it's so good.
And yeah, like, how do you watch it though? You got a iTunes?
Yeah, I got the American.
Is it frustrating to switch between the two?
No, the new Apple TV update makes it easier.
Because you have the two.
You just hold down the menu.
That's right. You get different logins.
The menu button, then it just changes immediately. It's a two-button process now, man. It's awesome. Fuck.
All right, no excuse. Except how do you get the voucher?
Okay, here's how you do it. you can get them on eBay, American voucher.
I used to use like some, yeah,
there's game websites just, yeah, you can just buy American iTunes vouchers. Or you can ask one of our nice American listeners to...
just get a website, it's quicker.
You're right, don't want to call them. What if they have one of those weird ringtones where it's a song?
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. Because what was that other show you watched recently? The like Vince Staples one.
Fuck, what was that
Wolf,
show?
Grey Wolf? No.
Something Wolf.
Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
Of course, that's it.
How good's that?
Just Fortnite 2.
Fortnite Chapter 2. John Wick back.
It was called like Laser Wolf, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laser Wolf.
Yeah, and that was a US jam, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's how I watch Venture Brothers. That's how I watch Joe Pera.
Just listen here, you dumb idiots. If you want to just make people watch stuff, sell in every country.
Yeah, that's really
so
true.
So dumb.
Like, I've often thought, like, why hasn't one of the streaming services, I think Hulu has it in America.
Has the Adult Swim stuff.
Yeah, but imagine if someone in Australia, like Netflix, just
because it's does it sit all on Foxtel? I think it's all Foxtel.
Is it all late, and they just show it at like Graveyard Shift?
I used to get the South Park season pass, and for the first time, it's not here this year. I don't know how to watch it, like legally.
Netflix just dropped all 22 seasons of South Park?
They dropped like season 1,
yeah,
then season 18 to 22, and then best of episodes in between.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Because my favorite seasons are like 2 to 4 when they were kind of figuring out what the show was.
Yeah, they're not there.
They were like, oh, we're not season 1 anymore. But
when John DiMaggio was the Joker in it. Me too.
No, like the one where they all get chicken pox.
Oh, they're great episodes. Yeah. I think my favorite episode is the chicken fucker one. Remember they do it and then the end of it's revealed it was just to teach chicken Bob lover. Brady how to read.
That's right.
They're like, I did it to you to teach you.
Bob Brady's such a good character.
Yeah. Remember they brought him back recently?
I haven't watched South Park.
They brought him back. Because remember they replaced him with that like other cop?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they did an episode on where he was. And it was because he wasn't made for these times. Because he was like not PC.
Right.
He would like say
yeah.
inappropriate things.
He was thinking like, words.
Yeah. And it was just about, it was like they did a season on him almost. Like what happened to him.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think his daughter ended up being like Cartman's girlfriend or something.
Right.
I can't remember.
Good season.
Yeah, man. It's tight as hell. I just wish I could be watching this new one because got banned in China.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They like...
It wasn't
I think China pulled all of South Park or something. They like made fun of China recently the and their censorship thing. Stuff. No, they did. Right. They said the president... Apparently, the Chinese leader... well, they just... I think they portrayed him...
Are you sure
him.
You want to continue this sentence? Because we might get
free Hong Kong. they just portrayed him as Winnie the Pooh because he looks like Winnie the Pooh and like they banned it and like... Or something.
Yeah, right.
And someone got turned away like... I think a sports star, a celebrity got turned away at China at the airport recently because he'd liked a South Park tweet recently.
Whoa.
It's like the Muhammad thing again. Remember when they showed Muhammad?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
China. What are you doing?
China. The president says it. It's one of the funnier things he does.
Yeah.
He's a China. He's like, adds some wires.
Go do it. Give us a top three funny Trump things.
Like winning.
Winning.
Winning's the funniest.
Isn't that Charlie Sheen?
No, I mean him winning. Was like, right. Oh, you meant like funniest things he's done.
Like just Trumpisms.
But like lock her up's always good.
Oh,
just promising to arrest Hillary Clinton's like a funny bit. He's horrible. He's devastating. But there is like...
And that time he ordered a McDonald's.
There is a degree to like hilariousness. You know what I mean? Like you just kind of have to go, yeah, this is it for at least another 5 years.
Yeah.
But you've got to find...
Until he rewrites the laws and...
Just keeps doing it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, it's you can get angry. And I think I've gotten past...
Well, it's not our country.
Yeah, it's like I have no say in this. But so I'm just going to laugh.
Yeah.
And if you don't laugh, then like what...
You get laughed at.
Exactly. You can either be the laugher or the laughee. Or the joker. Which one are you?
He's seen that
again. How many times have you seen it again?
Just the one.
Two for me still.
Yeah, right.
I could be tempted.
Yeah?
Could be.
Which scene do you look... Like, you're sitting in the cinema again, waiting to see the Joker for the third time. Which scene are you looking forward to?
Damn, that's a great question. Maybe...
One of the 20-minute weird dance moments?
Yeah, I love those scenes.
Joker Just Dance.
I'll do an...
How good would that be if that was, like, the next Just Dance came with you? You get to do, like...
Oh, that'd be beautiful. I would do an edit of just the dance scenes. That would be nice.
What's
I don't know. I can't think about
Step Up 7.
The Gary Glitter song. Joker. Oh, you know what? I read today they're going to remove the song.
Why?
No,
Todd Field has only just learned that Gary Glitter is a pedo.
Yeah, if someone told him. Warner Brothers had no idea. No, I read today that he's not being paid for it.
Right.
Now there was all those like,
yeah.
This is the worst movie because A, you will die, and also a pedophile's making money off it. It's like, yeah, pedophile's making money off every movie. Like, it's a fucking, the system's rife with them. It's Hollywood. Like, yeah, come on. But I read today that for digital and home releases, they're in discussions about pulling the song and replacing it.
Or not. So, what's in it for Gary Glitter if he's not getting paid for it?
Nothing's in it for him. It's just in poor taste. I think there was outcry or something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just going to get rid of it.
I don't know where I stand on like the kind of ignoring bodies of work.
Well, also
that have become bigger than the person.
Yeah. Well, this is why I have a problem.
Like, I would say 50% of people that hear that song don't know it's by Gary
Glitter.
They
should put in, I reckon put Billie Jean in by Michael Jackson as he's leaving. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Ow!
Like, it's not like that song is about pedophilia. Like, I understand.
And again,
like, some people don't like R. Kelly songs because they are literally about.
But also, anyone women. Who was in a band up until 10 years ago was pretty open about sleeping with children. You know, that's my view. And
I generally just shut up until now. I'm breaking my silence.
Thank you.
And I say, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Well, it makes me feel the same thing with the Sonic redesign, which I'm not a fan of. Because I think...
Because the old Sonic redesign was a pedophile. Everyone knows it.
The new one. No, it's just like... It's that... Oh, like there was an article on Deadspin. We better change the movie.
I mean, that was an enormous outcry. Like not...
But it was so sick by your gun. Go, no, you little fuckwits. Like you've got like Sonic
X. It's still going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, trust me.
Regardless of how Sonic looks.
This is the least of your problems to worry about. Like start with... Well, no... At least you've got Jim Carrey. Like, focus on him. That'll be hilarious regardless. Like, release a train wreck.
Release the original cut.
I just think, like, Yeah, the Sonic thing still annoys me.
I bet you they do a moment in the Sonic movie where, like, he's like, he enters a VR simulation or he looks in like a weird, crazy mirror at a funhouse.
And he's like, whoa, that's a bad design. He's like,
oh, thank God we didn't go with that.
And winks at the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Kisses, humps the camera for 10 minutes while Gary Glitter from Rock and Roll Part 2. Would it be great if they're like, finally, we fixed Sonic. We've got the design. Now there's this great scene. His entrance is...
We got rid of Coolio.
And then and then Gary Glitter starts playing.
Hey.
That'd be awesome. That should be the new, I was thinking the Hey Fam theme song. We'll take it off Joker's hands. We'll have Fly Me to the Moon and Gary Glitter Rock and Roll Part 2. You know what I was fantasizing about? This is, I was like, next time we do a live show, you know how we always play music before? It's just that for an hour. Dun, dun, dun. That'd be really funny. And then go, okay, show's cancelled. Gary Glitter just made a dollar. We're leaving. We streamed it enough. We streamed Gary Glitter $1.30. The show's done. You've all supported pedophilia. Yeah. It's a prank on the audience. That'd be sick. Congratulations. You were part of a social experiment. And then go, this is, you do this every day. But when the clown movie does it, you get so angry. But you all did it. That'd be funny, right?
Yeah, I think we should definitely do it.
I was reading a great quote today by the director of Venom who hasn't been asked back to do the sequel.
Ruben Fleischer?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. Venom's going to meet Spidey eventually. That's why we made these movies. Absolutely going to happen. I'm like, he's doing press for like Zombieland too. I'm like, dude, that no one asked you. Like, you've been removed from the property.
Imagine
them. And he's like, no, that's the goal. And he's like, yeah, and we couldn't actually tell the origin properly because of the whole Marvel thing. So, yeah, they're going to meet eventually. It's definitely going to happen. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's like, no one.
Gary Glitter's going to play.
Gary Glitter's going to be playing the symbiote. When the symbiote attaches.
Is that dude even alive?
Yeah, he's in prison. He got arrested in Cambodia for pedophilia.
Right.
Then returned to England and got arrested for pedophilia again. So shame for me once. Shame on you. Fool him twice. He's a pedophile.
Did you see that Lindsay from
Friends? Oh, yeah. I did see this. This is great.
Someone that we both have worked with in the past. Posted a video that I actually used to watch in school. And it's a video...
it's like the Flintstones, isn't it? It's hands off. It's like, say no.
Yeah, totally. It's a video about like child abuse, basically. It's about how to say no, and it's hosted by Rolf Harris.
Just unbelievable.
And I remember really vividly the song in it, and it's like Rolf Harris surrounded by all these children singing, my body's, oh, yeah, no one's but mine. You've got your own body. Let me have mine.
Just extremely sinister upon reflection.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of sinister, did you see the Jeremy Renner news today?
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Ren Man. Do you think the app was closed for that reason?
Do you reckon it was his kids?
I reckon Jeremy pulled the app.
Because he knew that
he knew there was a storm coming.
Yeah, he sounds like a fucking maniac.
Oh, he's insane. Yeah, as if like the 9 music videos of him screaming about heaven weren't the giveaway. But yeah, Jeremy
His
Renner is in a court, I guess, or something, or being accused of threatening to kill himself and his wife.
It reminds me a lot of Mel Gibson.
Extremely Mel-ish behavior, yeah, isn't it? Just outlandish, and texts were published. And
so I'm calling it.
Do you think Disney
now,
Plus are pulling the series?
I mean, they might just make it about Kate Bishop.
Well, what are they, can that work?
I don't know.
Did they go, fuck, we killed the wrong person in Endgame? Are they going to re-edit it and kill him? So,
I mean, I wanted him to die in that.
Yeah.
I hated that Black Widow was the one to go.
She'll be back, though.
Yeah, of course.
They're totally going to bring
her
back.
They're making another fucking movie with her.
But they're definitely going to bring her back.
They're doing a solo.
There'll be some corny, like, they'll do their first resurrection.
Do you reckon he's in Black Widow?
Surely there's a scene in
Budapest.
Well, no, it's set after Civil War, though.
Oh, right. That movie's weird.
What is Black Widow?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I think the cast is great.
I can't get my head around what it's going to be. The cast is awesome. Yeah. Like, just the
I've got faith in it.
Honestly, it's just the prequel nature of it that I don't like.
Yeah. Well, speaking of...
I'm confused by it. I keep forgetting that it exists, same as the Sonic movie. I completely forgot that it existed until the photos came out of Sonic.
It's what keeps me up at night.
Is the Sonic movie still around? Yeah.
Do you think they'll pull Hawkeye? Because they can't really do it without him. Like, without the Hawkeye character, because, like, the whole story is him, like, passing it on to Kate Bishop, right?
Yeah. Maybe just get Matt Damon to play him, because he replaced Matt Damon's character in the Bourne series.
Oh, yeah. Or Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was in the Bourne series as
no,
well?
No, but they were... Like, one stage Ghost Protocol was going to be Tom Cruise's last... I think we spoke about it. I told you the Mission Impossible film, and so Jeremy Renner's introduced in it.
Right.
To be a potential... Like, he was the go-to guy. For replacing leads, which is so funny.
Yeah.
Because he's like not a leading man by any means.
I know. He really isn't.
He just looks like the grumpy cat.
What's the movie that he's in? American...
American Hustle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he or Bradley Cooper play a fat guy in that?
No. Christian Bale plays a fat guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a crazy movie.
I don't remember. David O. Russell.
On a plane and it's weird.
It's a perfect plane movie.
Yeah. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah. I can't remember anything from it except...
And it's Lois Lane, right?
And Jennifer Lawrence. Amy Adams, yeah. Amy Adams, who was in The Master, which I watched the other night. Again, beautiful movie.
Your favorite PTA?
No, not my favorite PTA. Mine's There Will Be Blood.
Oh, I thought you said it was at the top. Oh,
no, it's at the top.
Right.
Mm. I love all of his movies, but I actually prefer his later movies.
Yeah, right.
I think he's improved as a filmmaker and he's hitting his visual stride.
I need to watch Phantom Thread again. I love that movie.
Yeah, I need to watch it again. You know, it's in 4K. You know what? I'm going to buy it right now.
Yeah? Buy a 4K?
I actually meant to buy it the other day, but I saw it was on 4K and I was like, ooh, that's nice. I was going to...
What about... That's a character that loves breakfast. Does his love of breakfast make you want to love breakfast?
Because
one of the best scenes in that movie is when he orders breakfast.
The way he orders it. Perhaps if I spent the time to order it in such a...
Okay, let's do it. Let's find a place that offers the
we've got to go to breakfast. The little...
Not just breakfast, too. That's a full English, man.
It's some of my weaknesses.
Full English, bruv.
It's a collection of kryptonites, isn't it, on
yeah,
a plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I can't wait to watch that again.
Fuck, what a good movie.
Woodcock. Such a great name. What was his first name? Damn it. You coward. What was his name? Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Reynolds of Woodcock.
So good.
Just an absolute freak. And I want to watch Inherent Vice again.
Yeah, I need to get my head around that in a better way.
I was reminded of it a lot while watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Mm. Hmm. I'm keen to dig my teeth into that one again.
So last night we both dug our teeth into El Camino.
Yep, the Mad Men spin-off.
So we were massive fans of Breaking Bad.
Huge fans.
I think you and your ex-girlfriend told me and Bianca to start watching it.
Absolutely.
And it was just as the third season came out on DVD. Right. So I remember buying all three seasons at JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
And we had our restaurant, but we were at that time where we just wanted anything to distract us from the restaurant. So we binged through all three seasons of Breaking Bad
like a week or
and
something.
Got up to date yeah, in a week.
Because, I mean, we I think it was only like 12 episodes a season, wasn't it? It was quite a...
I think
12 or 13 or 10 even sometimes.
I think the first season's quite short, especially. Yeah.
Well, the last season was like...
They broke it into eight episode arcs. Yeah. And then it was fourth season and the fifth season was the two-parter. So I remember
6 years.
Fourth season is the one where with Gus... And the end of Gus.
Yeah.
Where like...
Two-Face.
And everyone is just... That's what everyone remembers. So I saw a lot of people...
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to watch Better Call Saul.
Yeah. After seeing this, I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't wait to dive in.
But we were massive fans of Breaking Bad. And it was like... I think that's like the last show that was really in like the lexicon. Obviously, we didn't do...
Game of Thrones.
But... that was certainly the last like movie that everyone was like the water cooler TV show. Not that I know anyone.
Yeah, when did it end?
Stands by a water cooler. I want to say like
2013.
No, it was just before Archie was born, 2014. Because I remember B was pregnant watching. So end of 2013.
Yeah, it was the end of 2013.
I remember she was watching the finale, and I felt I was
Mad Men ended 2 years later.
Is this bad for the baby in her stomach? This level of stress and anxiety.
Mad Men ended 2 years later, which was another big like. how far we've come.
So spoilers for Breaking Bad and spoilers for El Camino.
They make drug.
That's right. They go make into product. A car. They bust his face. But they made a like a 2-hour straight to Netflix.
Vince Gilligan.
Yeah, Vince Gilligan, the creator. He wrote and directed, or was one of the writers and directed El Camino. And where the last season of Breaking Bad was mostly about Walter White.
Well, the whole series was.
But like, you know, Jesse
was a side character.
But like, he was pretty much this, like in season 2 and 3, he's like
the second character. Well, he's supposed to die in the first episode.
That's right, yeah. And that's obviously played by Aaron Paul. And
he's gone on to great things like Need for Speed.
And he's in the next season of Westworld.
And Westworld trailer.
I think he's on a bunch of video game shit too.
Yeah, he definitely does voice acting for games.
Say bitch.
And I was about to say, he probably says bitch every day to people in the street.
I love that they held back on it.
Yeah.
In the movie. Yeah. And like when he does do one in a flashback, it's like, yeah, he said it. But the, because that was so of its time. Like, chemistry, bitch. Like,
science, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magnets, bitch. Yeah. It was very, yeah.
Very.
I wonder how it's aged, Breaking Bad.
I mean, so yeah, this is like very much a kind of like revisiting so many different characters and a lot of closure for open ends. But the thing that I think is the best thing about it is that Jesse was pretty absent in that final season. It was very much only about Walter White and his, like, you know, one last good deed, which is rescuing Jesse.
Yeah.
And so this 2 hours.
I mean, Jesse was in it, but he was reduced to like a slave, and so it wasn't. You know, he was like completely beaten and battered and was like silent, nonverbal.
Well, he kind of disappears for a great deal of those last 2 episodes.
But he's also like captured, like, you know what I mean? It's like they break him. So like you're not, you know, the vivacious, fun, loving Jesse.
Yep.
Is not that. He's like a harrowed prisoner. And so it's like, I think he is there. Obviously his presence is there, but it's just like a completely trapped, disgustingly tortured man.
Yeah, and so this movie is all about what Jesse does next. And we get a lot of flashbacks to all kinds of time periods throughout the series.
Yeah.
There's like one as early as season 1 with Walter White, which it comes towards the end of the movie, which is really nice. Like very bald,
very
Bryan Cranston.
I think it was the end of season 2.
Right.
It places it.
And that was when they were
after
kind
they
of
like
friends.
Head back from, yeah.
But that was that before or after Jane died?
Probably after. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was after they like...
I meant to watch a recap video of all the
seasons. Watched a recap before.
Right.
It was good. I'm glad I did. I forgot a lot of... I forgot Lydia. I forgot a lot of people.
Well, yeah. So they confirm that Lydia dies.
They're like, woman in Houston has died. Yeah, I'm like, how did you link that to Walter White? So far away from New Mexico.
It's fine. I loved that Badger and Skinny Pete's played such a big role in the earlier part of...
Because it's a beautiful looking movie.
Oh, it looks incredible.
I really liked the way the series ended with Jesse. Just him free in a car.
Yep, screaming.
But I also am glad I saw what happened.
Totally.
But like, I love, there's this like weird purist in me where I'm like, that last shot of him screaming and driving away is like more satisfying almost because it's beautiful. It's primal. It's very at its base, like man free, leaving, riding off into the sunset. There's a part of me that's like, did I need to know what he did next?
Yeah.
Because essentially the end of the movie is the same as the end of that.
Well, so it's more like you're more sure of what he's
But
done.
I mean, he's free and driving off and he's the same as that in the movie scene.
I think that's purpose.
But I'm like, obviously, but I'm also like, oh, well, what's almost the point? But then again, I'm always like, well, there's no point to any movie.
Yeah.
To me, it's almost like Rogue One. Like, did I need to know how the Death Star plans got stolen? No, I didn't. But I'm also glad that exists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd know that Jesse was free, but what did he do for the next day? Do I need to know? No. But I'm also glad I can check in and see it.
I loved that it was like, genuinely like, the next half a week. It wasn't, the worst thing this could have done is it's like, let's show you the life of Jesse and you watch him grow old. And
then, like, I'm glad it exists, but also like, does it need to know? But that's fine. You know?
And there were so many.
I just think like, it would have been interesting if something was different to him, maybe driving away in the car. But then again, you would have been robbed. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, that poor dude. Like, someone needs to get away from this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, great to see Robert Foster.
Yeah, totally. As the R.I.P. vacuum to the king. Salesman again. Yeah, who died.
Weird, it came out the day... He died the day it came out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Netflix, crazy for viral marketing. Damn. Look for ricin in his cigarette. Great to see Jesse Plemons just absolutely age terribly. I can't wait for them to explain why he's extremely overweight.
Well, I thought they did, actually. They said... Vince Gilligan said, well, that's how Jesse sees him. As this, like...
That's such a cop-out. That's so fucked. Yeah,
I buy into it, though. Like, Jesse is terrible.
He's aged horribly.
No, he's just gotten big. That's all. Like, he's just married to Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten Dunst likes her men thick. And he's thickened up.
It's... Yeah, that first shot of him you see and he's, like, T-shirts up. You just see his stomach hanging under. And you're like, he didn't look like that in the series.
I guess it's because I've seen... Fargo, and I've seen Game Night. That's what Jesse Plemons looks like.
I'm thinking
to me now.
Of him in that and it's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Landry.
He was so good though, man.
He's scary as hell.
Just such a fucking psychopath.
He's like, fucked. Yeah.
And like truly treating Jesse
he's
like
a truly
like
scary
a pet
character.
Dog.
Yeah. But also like kind of wanting to be a friend.
Yeah, not understand. There's no understanding whatsoever. No,
just killed a woman. Just, yeah. And then he killed the woman the same way Jesse kills him.
Yes.
Strangle. Chain around the neck. Yeah. I was like, oh, foreshadowing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was like all things prequels or things that are set simultaneously that people revisit. I'm a fan of it if it's done well and by the creator. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. If it
was like, done that's why I'm like, Rogue One was, I people were like, that's pointless. Like, we know how they got, like, we know that they're dead. It says it in the opening crawl.
Yep.
But it's also like, I like seeing that story. It's cool to meet new characters and like fill out the universe with like the dude from Righteous Gemstones.
Well, that's the thing. Let's talk about the new characters.
Yeah.
While he's getting the money from Todd's apartment, he bumps into two people posing as FBI agents.
Cops.
Cops. They ended up being the guys who made the cage.
They welded the cage that they kept Jesse in.
Candy. Yeah, Candy's the name Candy of the business. And one of them is played by the same guy who plays, I guess, the villain.
Gideon's business partner in crime.
In Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, I picked it straight away. I'm like, oh, those eyebrows, that delivery. He's great.
He's incredible.
He's so good.
Who is he?
I don't know. I hadn't seen him before Righteous Gemstones, did you?
No. I don't want to know if
he fucking rules.
Else. Yeah.
He's popping. He's hitting that, like, ball of stride. What are we looking at? What's his name?
I'm looking up Righteous Gemstones, El Camino.
Actor. Candy.
Eddie Patterson?
Eddie Patterson.
No, that's the girl.
Yeah, Eddie Patterson is Judy Gemstone. Judy Lee.
Damn it. I'll just look for casting characters. Who we got here?
That's a cool site, tvguide.com. Wait, why aren't you on IMDb, man?
Shut up, bro. I don't believe in it.
It's got to be
Kent Shocknick.
No,
that's his name. Tim Bolts. BJ.
BJ. Is it BJ?
No, BJ's that he plays the husband. Damn it, BJ.
Oh yeah, with his little dick.
Yeah,
that was crazy last episode.
Yeah, so annoyingly in Australia,
why was it delayed last week?
And it always is because they don't air the episodes until they've aired on Foxtel on the Foxtel app, even though they've aired in HBO already.
Right. That's.
I know. It's such like, a.
Premium service.
But God not. Damn it. Who is... Okay, maybe I should just go to IMDb.
Yeah, why are you on TV Guy?
I came up first.
You're like a retiree or something.
I didn't think you were going to call me a retiree just then.
I'm in this new house. I haven't read any Tumix and I've paid for it. Can you believe that?
He's not in the cast.
Sure he is. That's not IMDb. That's Google.
I refuse to go on IMDb. Here
just go. It's going to be there.
There he is. Who plays the...
Oh, my God.
It's Google. There you go.
Don't.
This is great podcasting.
Don't go there.
Who plays the devil in... Oh, my God. It doesn't even say
Don't
it.
Go to IMDb,
okay,
man.
Okay. God.
Unbelievable. It's right in front of you the whole time. You're clicking on tvguide.com.
Yeah, I love it. It's my homepage.
Just go down to the photos.
Tim Bolts. Kelton Munn, Gavin Munn, Scott MacArthur.
Scott MacArthur. He plays Scotty. Look at that.
Okay, there you go. Oh, look at him. He has, like, I was saying to you, he has a TJ Miller vibe.
Yeah.
But not like this guy is making.
Call bomb threats.
He's not doing bomb threats and assaulting women.
So he's not as edgy as what you're saying. The Mick. Oh, he's in Mad Men.
He played Jim. You remember Jim?
Famous Jim. No, I think he's in probably in like one episode.
El Camino. Mick. Weird City. The Mick.
Desert Island. The Mindy Project.
Uncle Sam. Sasha and Sasha. NCIS. How to Be a Gen- Oh my God, how good was the NCIS? No, the CSI joke in Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah. He's so like, I don't like watching shows where people solve crime. Yeah. What is it where people solve crime?
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable line. Do you think McBride gives himself the best lines like that? Just a friend I do
no,
car...
No, because...
Edie, just a friend I do car shit with?
Judy has... Judy steals...
But they're lines he can't say because they're about, like, her vagina.
Oh, my God. That was so... I do sex.
I do sex.
Yeah.
Let's take our shirts off and rub backs in your dick.
Rub backs and dicks.
Rub backs and dicks. but yeah, my favorite's all that car pranks. It's like just a buddy.
Couple of fellas I do car pranks with.
that's just Kenny Powers, so.
Yeah.
That's something Kenny would say.
Yeah, totally. Righteous Gemstones. Yeah, we haven't seen the finale yet.
It's out now. It's like an hour. I was going to watch it before it came.
An hour long?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. And season 2 is greenlit, so.
It's lit. Let's watch the finale and talk about it
next
week.
It's so good. But yeah, Kimini, what'd you think?
Oh, Kimini. I mean, I'm really happy I watched it.
Yeah.
I always loved
it. Look, I'm glad it exists. It's not necessary by any means, but most movies aren't, you know?
Mm.
I think it was shot beautifully. I think it was Aaron Paul's best stuff.
Definitely. And not only is he like being the best Jesse ever, he's being like Jesse in so many different eras.
Yeah.
It's a hard job.
And
he does amazing work.
Yeah, those PTSD scenes like could have been... handled shittily in lesser hands, but Aaron Paul kills it.
I don't know if I need an extended moment of him finding a bug and like the metaphor of Jesse is a bug that needs
protection.
Well,
I think he found a bug. I was reading today, there was like the Ringer did like a good like callback stuff, and it's a callback to a scene from season 2.
Do they say that when he finds the money in the fridge, that's a callback to when he when he whacks the ATM and the ATM gives him the money in that episode?
No.
I think that's a callback.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's some good callbacks.
And I love, you know, having Mike at the start, and Mike's the one who seeds the idea of Alaska in his head.
Alaska. That was nice.
Erman Trout's always my
favorite.
Miss
Mike.
He's very, very prevalent in Better Call Saul. He's good in that.
He called Saul, didn't he? He's there.
Yeah, he's there.
He's on the other end.
Answer the call, Saul.
Answer the Saul. I want a lady reboot of Better Call Saul. Better Call Pauline. That'd be nice.
But yeah, I'm really like
El Camino.
I think, Breaking Bad got, you know, very
the name.
Much...
What did you think of the name?
It's about the car.
It's fine. Yeah, I know what it is.
It works.
But what did you think of it?
I liked it.
Mm.
Yeah,
it reminded me of a Western. That standoff thing was pretty funny and silly. But I was like, yeah,
I love it. It's a Western. Like a Western. And yeah, it's brutal as well because he's got the two guns. Like,
I liked Skinny Pete saying, "You're my hero."
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
really sweet.
They really sent. I was like, is this a homoerotic overtone? So I was into it. They're all being very. Very, very beautiful to each other, trying to talk about their feelings, but talking about Axe body spray.
Who was the other guy in their crew who died earlier? His name was like Sausage or something.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
The Latino dude who got shot by the kid.
Yeah, that's right.
In like season 2.
It was some of the...
Cupcake.
What do you think of the Jane callback at the end?
Yeah, so I thought it was like weird how
I was like, what?
He put so much emphasis on like Brock. Who was obviously the son of the girl he was last in love with.
Who died and presumably is moved in with a family member or something.
But like after writing the letter to Brock, it then cuts to him.
To Jane.
With Jane.
I found that tonally strange.
I just get like obviously that actor is way better known now. And so it's a kind of like more.
What do you think of the waltz scene?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to remember that was what the show was about, like a man dying and selling drugs to save his family.
I liked the message at the end of it where he was like, you've got so much ahead of... Like, he was basically like, you can do anything. What was it? He was like, you can do...
Yeah, yeah. Imagine being this young and realize that you've had this much ahead of you or something like that. I think like Breaking Bad really was obsessed with the idea of challenging you to root for Walt towards the end. You're like, oh my God, is this even a character I like anymore? But Jesse was always the one that
you felt
like,
sorry
he was
for him.
That, you know, the one that you wanted to get the good thing happen. And I liked that this was like, at no point are you like, no, Jesse, don't do this. You're just like, yes, Jesse, succeed. Like,
I would have liked Skylar Walt Jr. check in. I know it's asking too much. And it's not Jesse's
story. How would you
story.
Do it though?
Have him on the news talking about the responding to the parent, like the news that got out.
I reckon we're going to get another movie.
Well, the Star Wars story-esque subtitle really makes
a Breaking Bad
that,
story.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that, I mean, that's the only way. Like, Skylar is such an important character.
Mm.
Like, obviously, like, I'd say she's the third third character.
Totally.
Yeah. I think you would do an injustice just having her as like a mention or a cameo or like, cause she never really had any moment with Jesse in the show.
When I was doing the recap, there was that amazing scene in like season 5 where like Walt has Jesse over for dinner.
That's right.
And then she's like not impressed and like extremely depressed and smoking while pregnant and stuff. And it's like, did you tell him how I fucked Ted? And then Jesse's just stuck in the middle of them. You know, it was like the comedic scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amidst harrowing conversation.
When they when we first saw the cops, especially the redhead cop, I thought that was Bill Burr who played.
Yeah, that were early in the series.
So did he work for Gus?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but, and he's very.
I wanted to check in on the big boy. Cause remember they put him in a safe house.
Who's the big boy?
Remember Huel or whatever his name was.
Oh, Huel. Yeah, yeah.
I missed
Huel
him.
Rules. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That belt where he just lay down the money.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Great. We got to check in with what's his name, Larry. That's the actor's name. The guy who from the car wrecker yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was impressed with the magnets.
That's right.
Yeah. It was good to see him.
Yeah, totally.
He's fine.
Yeah.
It did feel like it could have been the next episode.
Which I think is good.
Yeah.
It just felt like 3 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been the next episode. It was nice to get a Jesse-centric story. Yeah, I think overall, I'm glad it exists. You know what I mean? Like, when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this is great.
And definitely something that like I like having a Netflix for.
I was about to say... If I saw this in a cinema, I don't think it just... Like, I saw the whole series on TV. I think it really loans itself to being on
television. Well, that's
television.
How I feel about the HBO movies. Like, imagine going to see the fucking Entourage movie.
The Deadwood movie. Yeah, well, we did.
Well, I watched it on a plane.
Oh, yeah, I was invited to the premiere.
Oh, you actually saw it on the big screen.
Yeah, remember me and Matt Bansky?
Yeah, yeah, that's so funny. God.
I was laughing the whole way through.
Yeah, that's bonkers.
Yeah. And they're like, that's still my favorite opening scene. And it retcons the whole, like, series finale.
Hmm.
I was like, damn, Finn, Vince, I can't believe you've had the shortest marriage ever. And it's over now. And you see, like, just... And they explain everything in the opening line of dialogue.
Oh, what a shitty movie.
And my other favorite line is, oh, wow, Pharrell's here.
Yeah. hey, it's Pharrell.
He just waves.
And he's like, Pharrell, can you play? Can you play a few songs?
Sure.
Yeah.
And Kid Cudi's in it. He's the new...
Well, Kid Cudi was in the adjacent show, How to Make It in America.
But he plays
right?
a completely different character.
But wasn't that like...
That's some Hanna-Barbera.
Is it in the same world of...
I'd say so, but I'd, yeah, right. Yeah, it's just some Hanna-Barbera.
He's the Captain Caveman
they
of
thought
Entourage.
Him out and brought him over to the West Coast. Because didn't he make jeans? Wasn't Entourage about Subi? He I made jeans, I think. That was the storyline.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. I never watched it.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great episode of Hey Fam too, I reckon.
It was a pretty sensible one. I liked it.
Do you want to weigh in on Zoe Kravitz being a Catwoman before we go?
Great casting.
Great casting. She was amazing.
Everything about this movie sounds awesome.
She's already been a great Catwoman. She didn't have many lines, but she was Catwoman in the Lego Batman movie.
Was she really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I had no idea. This movie's... I'm pumped for this movie. I think
So Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz. And potentially Jonah Hill.
Potentially John A. Hill. As either the Riddler or the Penguin, which is so funny. They're trying to pick a villain.
Put them together.
How good would that be? The cool ass reboot.
Yeah.
Just make him bang. Get him buff again. Just buff Jonah Hill. It'd be sick.
Dana Hill.
Yeah, the cast is wild.
I'm all for it.
Oh, and Jeffrey...
Wright.
Jeffrey Wright as Commish.
The Commish.
Yeah. So good.
And Vincent D'Onofrio was kind of making... mentioning that he might be involved
in it.
The
Kingpin is now in Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
They bought the rights. What'd you think? Did you see that rumor this week? And again, it's definitely a rumor about Marvel, Disney considering buying Spider-Man for like an absurd amount of money. It's like $5 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones where it's like, is it a rumor or everyone can see Disney doing that anyway?
Yeah. So, what do you think?
I don't know. I hope it's true. Mm. It's just like, it's not my money. I don't give a shit. Like, and then that can hopefully
find... Well, they just spent like $42 billion on Fox.
Yeah, that'll save Sony for a while. And hopefully Sony can make good movies.
Yeah.
What'll happen to Spider-Verse?
Well, they won't be able to mention what'll Peter Parker. It'll be like a reverse. Oh, Venom will be fine. Just make him the hero of that series.
Or is he only going to buy Spider-Man?
He's buying Spider-Man.
They're not going to buy any of the Spider characters?
I'm sure they'll hold on to some.
No way. They'd have to, as if Disney would let that happen.
They'd have to ask permission to use Aunt May.
No, because like that's the thing. Like Disney, if Disney are going to like shell out this money, it needs to be once and for all. They have all their characters back. They need to sort out Hulk, Namor...
Yeah.
And I think Namor's all good now.
I think so.
Hulk, they have that weird thing where they can't actually make a Hulk movie without Universal's involvement. Yeah,
which is why he's always a side bitch.
Yeah.
Also, a Hulk movie's interesting.
I'm sure you can make an interesting Hulk movie. Mm. You could argue that the Jendi Tartakovsky movie is a Hulk movie.
Which one?
The Primal.
Hotel
Primal
Transylvania.
Show. Yeah, that's right. Primal is very Hulkish.
Yeah, sure.
Get Jen to do an animated, dialogue-free Hulk movie. Yeah. God, that would be good.
It'd be good to
You know Jenny Tartakovsky wrote a Luke Cage comic, four-issue comic.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
It's really good.
Did you draw it?
It's like Blaxploitation. Yeah, you drew it. It's awesome. It's super funny.
Sick.
But yeah.
He's not black, so that's...
But look, it's a bit of a gray area.
Well, it's a black area, and Jendy went there. Jendy went there. He was like...
Jendy done did it.
Oh, what's this? Is this some...
Should we end on this? Jordan Edwards from the Planet Broadcasting Facebook group has posted a...
you know I'm not a part of that group.
And it's because of you, Jordan.
You message me whenever they tag the show, though, which is nice.
Yeah.
Does anyone talk about our... Podcast?
No, because we steal them all over to our Discord. So,
oh yeah.
Occasionally we get a few Hey Fam mentions. Someone was making a circumcision joke, and people were like, "Huh, Hey Fam."
Oh, nice.
but Jordan, who really should be a Patreon member of Hey Fam by now, was saying that he found a rumor on Reddit, which is like a full cast listing, but it came out yesterday before Zoe Kravitz was locked in, and they had Zoe Kravitz playing. Selena Kyle, Catwoman. But so that the full list is like, there's a few interesting moments on there.
Well, Ralph Fiennes is Alfred. That's, he's in...
Ralph Fiennes, yeah.
That's Ralph.
Oh, is it Ralph? Oh, yeah,
it's
Ralph.
That's how you pronounce it. But he plays Alfred in the Lego... Did this person just go to the Lego Batman IMDb?
I don't know, maybe this shit works. But yeah, I mean, he's got D'Onofrio playing Harvey Bullock. He's got... This would never, ever happen. Adam Driver as Scarecrow. That ain't Cabin in Chief.
You think so?
Do you reckon Driver would do a superhero movie?
Well, he's in one. It's just there in
Star
space.
Star Wars. Yeah, I don't know. But I think, do you think he would do a superhero movie and Star Wars is what
I'm saying. Well, Star Wars is finishing.
Maybe. He's got David Tennant as the Riddler.
That's a little too obvious, I think.
Oscar Isaac as Harvey Dent.
I like that.
That'd be good. Rosamund Pike as Leslie Tompkins. Toby Kebbell as Firefly. We know that there's going to be supposedly heaps of villains in this.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt is the Mad Hatter.
Well, Nicholas Holt was in the running. The Bruce Wayne was between him and Robert Pattinson.
They've got Giancarlo Esposito, aka Gus Fring from Breaking Bad, as Lucius Fox.
This is so fake, but yeah, it's fun to read.
Yeah, it is. Casting's...
way too many characters. Like, yeah. There's no movie that would have this many A-lister actors.
No, totally, I know.
It's not like a Tarantino film.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way Adam Driver is going to be a Batman.
Yeah, they would have... Also, they wouldn't have Robin if they're like, this is the youngest Batman story ever. Like, they're saying, like, oh,
yeah,
this is like the...
True, yeah, because they've got Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, like...
Was he in Call Me By Your Name? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, as Dick Grayson.
And he's in the upcoming Dune movie.
Right.
And The King, that Netflix movie that just came out.
Call Me By Your Dune. So, look, swing and a miss, Jordan.
I mean, look, I can post things I find on Reddit too, except I'll probably just get banned from Facebook. We can all do it. You know,
that's it for...
At least he had the balls to say, I stole this from Reddit.
Yeah, he's an honest guy. This is the end of this episode of Hey Fam, but as soon as we stop recording this one, we hit record on an episode of Pay
Fam. It's kind of weird, isn't it? We just do it like
I don't think it's weird at all. It's natural.
No, it's great, but I mean, it's just kind of weird.
Why stop recording is what you're saying.
That's what, right? I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear a second episode of Hey Fam, like we do every single week, all you need to do is go to patreon.com/heyfam and $5 a month gets you an extra episode of Hey Fam every single week.
It's cheaper than a month subscription of Tumix. That's all I'll say. Is it better? Maybe.
This week we're going to be talking about all the programming coming to Disney Plus.
Oh, guess what? Speaking of Tumix, a new issue of My Aunt came out. Now that we've caught up.
Have you ever already read it?
Yeah, it was fucked. It's just I had to go back and read the last few again to remember.
Well, it's all right. So last week we ended on a cliffhanger that were you going to renew your subscription, and you decided yes.
Well, I forgot to cancel it, so I was like, well,
you sent a reminder, and you spent an hour talking about, are you going to cancel it? How did you forget?
I think I was too busy editing.
I forgot, bro. I think you...
I was editing the podcast, and then the clock struck 12. and I was stuck with it again.
Okay, Cinderella. That's on Disney+. My aunt.
Yeah, there was recently read. Yeah, October 9. There must be a new one coming out soon.
So we're going to go through as many of the 600 announced programs for Disney Plus as possible in the next hour. It's going to be a hell of a ride. And why don't you come join us over at patreon.com/payfam. Sorry, patreon.com/heyfam. And while you're there, you can also hear part 2 of our Joker review. I reckon part 2 better than part 1. And of course, copious reviews.
Just looking at pictures from...
Angus is reading my aunt now. I think, look, this may be part four of our Tumix review discussion.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We won't stop talking about it.
You also get access to our Discord over at patreon.com.
I've got to say, though, Tumix reacts to... look at that. It's got a white background. And then it reacts to iOS 13's dark mode.
Tumix is in the dark mode.
Not even Facebook has a dark mode, but look, I was wondering why then. Look, background's...
Oh, wow.
Tumix is... it's more up to date than Mark Zuckerberg's piece.
Well, look, change of plans, everyone. I know what we're doing for the next hour. Come and join us.
We'll find out which Tumix comics have dark mode and which don't. This is amazing.
Flintstones babies had dark mode. If you get one. Just one. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your morning and see you at PayFam.
Au revoir. Hey! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam! This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.